normally MMO starts at our registration tent. We get everybody signed up, and then we run them through history taking. We have medical students man all of the areas. And after history taking, they go to vitals. We take their vitals.
Sarah Ducing is a fourth-year student at Marshall's Joan C. Edwards School of Medicine and a team coordinator for Marshall's Medical Outreach Program. The MMO is designed to serve a vulnerable population. It's stationed in downtown Huntington one weekend a month. So in a collaborative with Marshall School of Pharmacy, Marshall Health, and Cabell Huntington Hospital, this week the med school's mobile unit is set up in Raynell, treating area flood victims.
This is our first, as the military would say, deployment.
Dr. Chuck Clements is the attending physician and a professor of family and community health at Marshall's Med School. Clements has a vast experience in wilderness medicine and just received the American Medical Association's award for excellence in volunteerism.
The big thing with disasters is that people lose some of the basic things they take for granted: water, electricity, and heat. We deploy every month without access to any of that, so we came prepared to operate without those necessities. We have lights that are battery operated. We have propane heaters. All of our equipment is either battery operated and portable, or we have water containers where we can get access to water to wash up and just rehydrate people if we need to.
Under a series of white tents and in the mobile unit, which contains examining rooms, the team here is providing general medical services, tending to wounds, administering tetanus shots, offering counseling services, and getting in touch with pharmacies to help refill prescriptions that were lost in flood water. CEO of Raynell Medical Clinic, Christy Rader, appreciates the reinforcements.
Our staff has been running nonstop, and you know, our staff is running on fumes. So with them coming in to help us, that's going to help give them a break, give them some rest, and give them an opportunity to get their homes cleaned out and to help their family members that need to get things cleaned out too. So it's a huge help to us.
Brian Gallagher handled logistics. He's chief of government relations and healthcare policy for Marshall Health. Gallagher worked with state and local officials who helped identify Raynell as a high priority area.
I'm from White Sulphur Springs, and I was in White Sulphur Springs, and I saw a lot of my old neighborhoods and neighborhoods where my friends were just decimated. And these are our colleagues here in Greenbrier County too, but it stretches statewide. I mean, Marshall Medical Outreach will go wherever in the state that we're needed. The two prime directives that we're trying to follow is to see that there's no redundancies, so we don't want to double up on efforts. And the other thing is we don't want there to be what I call dark corners, somewhere where we're not shining a light on and people aren't getting services.
Cabell Huntington Hospital is providing the medical supplies for the effort. CEO Kevin Fowler is on site with the mobile clinic.
We assess on a daily basis to see what our needs are. We're communicating back and forth with our main hospital and campus in order to find out what supplies do we need, what different things does the community need, and we're trying to just tap on all the resources in Huntington to come over here and try to help out.
Marshall's medical outreach program was started by med students, has expanded, and now includes pharmacy students and providers of multiple disciplines, all volunteers. Gallagher, who is also Marshall's director of pharmacy services and a professor, hopes these students are learning on two levels.
One is seeing what you need to do in a disaster like this, but the other one is seeing the resiliency of the human spirit and what these people are going through and their ability to survive. They've lost everything and nobody's complaining. It's a remarkable thing, and I hope the students learn from that as well.
The mobile medical clinic is now in transition mode. As local providers return to work at Raynell Medical Clinic today following the holiday, the MMO will collapse its tents and get back on the road to Huntington. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Suzanne Higgins in Raynell.